This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Former Virginia Tech women's soccer player Kirsten Henning, who accused her coach of benching her because she wouldn't kneel during the national anthem, will reportedly receive at least $100,000 as part of an agreement to dismiss a federal lawsuit. Kirsten will receive the award as part of a settlement in the lawsuit she filed in 2021 against head coach Charles Adder on her First Amendment rights being violated. The House will dive into its first week of work Monday morning with bills to cut the Internal Revenue Service funding and investigate economic competition from China. Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, is now Speaker of the House after a lengthy election process proving democracy is alive and well in America.
With love for this country and charity for each other, let us now take our oath and be worthy of the office on which we are about to enter. God bless everybody in this chamber, and God bless America.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is asking President Biden to make an emergency declaration after a series of deadly storms poured much-needed water onto the Golden State. As the National Weather Service warned, the most potent system will arrive today.
We're anticipating some very intense weather coming in, and that's the imperative that we're trying to express here is the seriousness of purpose in terms of just being safe and being thoughtful.
The Democrat governor describes the lives lost from recent storms.
In the last 10 days, 12 people have lost their lives to these floods. 12 people. Again, more than have lost their lives, civilians, that is, to wildfires in the last 2 years.
College football's national championship game will take place this evening to determine the best in the land. Texas Christian University out of Fort Worth, Texas, and the Georgia Bulldogs will play in Los Angeles, California. Today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. This is USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada is all about the latest and greatest technology and what it has to offer. But there's also a place for the flops of the year.
I'm looking at what's called the Gallery of Flops, products that came to CES in past years that actually went to market that went absolutely nowhere. You may remember the Fire Phone, the Nintendo Wii, and then a couple of things you may not have heard of that just as well, Harley Davidson perfume and Bic perfume. Yeah, a little bit of perfume in something that looks like a Bic lighter. A very welcome addition to the Gallery of Flops. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
In Ohio, the Teachers Union has reached a tentative deal with the Akron Board of Education, averting a strike that was set to begin today. A news release from the school district spokesperson Mark Williamson said the deal is for 3 years. No other details of the deal were released Sunday night. It must be ratified by a union vote and also approved by the Board of Education. Nonetheless, classes will be held as scheduled on Monday. China's military said it carried out military exercises around Taiwan that focused on land and sea assaults, the second such drill in less than a month. The People's Liberation Army's Eastern Theater Command said in a statement late Sunday that its forces had organized joint combat readiness patrols and actual combat drills in the sea and airspace around Taiwan. I'm Lance Fry, USA News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we've got to be serious about getting this country back on track. I mean, come on. I'll tell you, it's been almost 2 years now of Joe Biden, and it's amazing. I mean, Rasmussen just recently posted polling of Joe Biden, and maybe it was a Christmas gift or something, but his approval ratings went up in December. And I'm thinking, what the heck happened? What happened? The threat that he might go to the border? Then he goes to the border. And his media acolytes finally wake up and realize the guy isn't butt naked. He's worse than butt naked. It is incredible. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us right now from AmericanFaith.com. Hey, Phil, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. I'd like to see that the people that were polled in that survey to find out how his approval rating went up and what kind of lunacy they're operating in,
because they're reptilian.
I don't see any good coming out of Biden. Do you?
No, not at all. This is the thing that's frustrating. I mean, you know, and you got like 30% of the country that just approves of all that he's doing. Well, that's the 30% that's got their hand in the government's pocket. Our taxpayer money that keeps opening up the door to more taxes, and somehow we're supposed to like it, right?
Maybe the survey was done at the FBI.
Quite possibly, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, certainly done, probably concentrated in the Beltway anyway, where you got 95% of the people there work for the government.
Right.
Yeah. Just saying. I don't know. I mean, this is just absurd, Bill. I keep thinking of that one lady in that one town hall meeting during Barack Obama's reign, and she just flat out just said to him, "Gosh, I wish you'd get this straight." She said, "I'm getting tired of defending you." Akeem Jeffries the other day, when he did his portion of acceptance in starting the 118th Congress, goes on with this litany of all these great things the Democrats have done, which is the exact opposite of what they've done. I mean, talking about new job creation, all this stuff, is like, where are the fact checkers when you need them? I mean, Donald Trump leaves a little comma out of a line, and oh my goodness, heads are exploding. I mean, the Democrats lie after lie after lie, and this is not good. It is not healthy. And then they wonder why we're so divided.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. You know, misinformation is kind of the MO of the day.
Yes.
And people are it's just, you don't even know what to buy. I mean, and believe. I was at a dinner last night, and we were talking about the media and how the media is just, it's a complete disaster.
Yes.
And people literally don't even want to go there anymore because everything's been achieved. If there is nothing to trust, why would I go to it?
Exactly.
And if I don't go to it, I don't know what's going on. So then, you know, kind of the fox in the hen house, the fox can do what the fox wants to do because nobody's even going out to check the hen house anymore.
Exactly. Well, speaking of the media, one of the important things of the media is to document history, Phil, so that 20, 30 years down the road, people can look back and say, okay, these are the lessons that we can learn. I want to put a big asterisk on anything that's happened in the recent era that says, whatever you read, believe the opposite, because it's just flat out not true, and you're going to learn. Like, sometimes, you know, you learn along the way. I was talking to my son about this yesterday. I said, sometimes you learn from people by observing. By what they do, you learn what not to do. And This is what this administration, Barack Obama, along with Joe Biden, are doing to us. I mean, because at the end of the day, I mean, at some point, we're going to be Brazil here, Phil. The people are going to be fed up with this stuff, and this is going to be very dangerous for the American people. But look at it. It was dangerous for, you know, the start of this great American idea for the revolutionaries to come in and say, hell no, enough of this stuff.
Right. Yeah. Well, and let's face it. When we get a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of conservative, votes happening, it's almost like, you know, the Great Revival came to America. And it's not. I mean, we're still dealing with a lot of duplicity among those who claim to be conservative or claim to be Republican. And I think those are our challenges. And you're right. I mean, it was really interesting because at this dinner, somebody brought up, you know, the mansion of the Brazilian president being stormed. And they said, like, that's not in mainstream. I mean, that's not in the news. And I said, well, it is an American Faith.
Yeah, exactly.
I reported on it right away. In fact, we reported, by the way, we were the first news agency to break that Donald Trump had agreed to run for Speaker of the House.
Mm-hmm.
And how it happened was my wife was on a Zoom call with somebody, and she said, oh, I've got to get this call. It's General Flynn. General Flynn, oh, and she got back on. She said, General Flynn just got off the phone. He just agreed to put his name up there for Speaker of the House. And I instantly shot it over to John. We got that out before anybody got it out.
Yeah. Did you see the meme? No, I didn't. You didn't see the meme? Oh, my goodness. Phil, you got to see this. And if you haven't seen it, ladies and gentlemen, you got to check this out. This is hysterical about the Speaker of the House. It has Joe Biden, you know, in the State of the Union scenario. And Joe Biden sitting in what would have been Nancy Pelosi's or the Speaker's chair, right? And just this look on his face. It's hysterical. Oh, my gosh. You got to check this out. I mean, it's just, you know. And I think there might have been a pile of paper on the side there. I don't know. To represent that maybe that Donald Trump had torn up the address of Joe Biden. I don't know. But the look on his face is just, oh, my gosh. He's in the catbird seat.
Well, you know, political cartoons historically have been really good and really pretty darn accurate. If you look back on them, they captured what people really thought about it. I don't know if all of that's happening today is that way, but, you know, humor is a great way to kind of rough through the edges of what's really bad in our world. When you start canceling a cancel culture that cancels humor, you're also canceling just that ease of conversation in difficult subjects. Because let's face it, it's hard to have a conversation with somebody who's extreme left if you're extreme right. You're probably not going to get anywhere. You're probably not even going to talk. And I think that's one of the challenges in a republic is you've got to be talking and you've got to be compromising and you've got to be dialoguing along the way. Because otherwise, it's just this pendulum back and forth, conservative, super liberal, conservative, super liberal. I mean, and it just, it's not good for the country, not good for anybody.
Exactly. Phil, my New Year's resolution in dealing with those on the left is the best way to deal with them is ask them the question. If they ask you a question, they pose a question, you know it's a setup. You know right away, just by the way they pose the question, or you know how they're or what the subject is that they are a lefty, and you just throw it right back at them. Well, what do you think? I'm more interested in what you think about that. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's kind of that's my new strategy for 2023, and I pass that on for what it's worth. Look, when we come back, we've got lots more to catch up on, including the passing of a pastor's giant here in Jack Hayford. I want to touch on that a little bit as well. So stay with us. Also, your wife's new book, which is coming out soon and that we're all getting involved in, too. I want to talk about that, too, Phil. So stay with us. We got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Yearbeard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Phil Hotzenpiller from American Faith is with us. His wife, Tammy Hotzenpiller, is tearing it up, ladies and gentlemen. When you go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com, you'll see right there, there's a feature, her lovely face She is just such an extraordinary woman of prayer. You know, Phil, I can tell you about Tammy. The first time I met her, I mean, the depth of her prayers and her connection. I mean, you know that this is like, for her, it's like the air she breathes, you know, her prayers. I mean, at times it's just astounding. Whenever, you know, we've entered into a prayer session, she is such a blessing.
Yeah.
It's probably what keeps you in line.
Well, you marry a bad boy, you got to straighten him out.
That much more prayer. But, so tell us about her book. Tell us about her book, which is just going crazy right now.
Yeah, it's the second one in a series. The first one was Fasting with God. This one's Fasting for Miracles. Mm-hmm. And it's now number one on new releases in that category of prayer, devotion, etc. And it's number, I think, 20 or 23 on all time in that category bestseller. So it's doing well. I think the thing that I love about it, everybody needs a miracle of some kind. And
yes.
How you classify a miracle, it could be a wayward son coming home. It could be a restored marriage. It could be a medical condition rectified by the hand of God. But I think everybody has something that they'd say, wow, if God would come through on that one. And mm-hmm. Jesus said in Matthew 17:21, he said some things only happen by prayer and fasting.
Yes,
so prayer
right.
only goes far. Disciples were confused because in Matthew 10, they were given power and authority to work miracles and overall demonic activity. And then in 17, they couldn't do it. And Jesus explained why, because you haven't gone to the next level. And that next level was combine it with fasting.
Right. Exactly. And this exercise starts, by the way, on the 21st of this month. So you've got time to get your hands on the book. This is going to be a week to week study and devotional, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. She does a daily, a video to kind of keep you on track, and it's like, I think it's short. I think it's maybe 5 minutes, but it's just kind of that little pep talk and to explain to people, you don't have to do an absolute fast thing. The only thing you're drinking is water. We do a sun up to sundown. We eat one meal a day. Some people vary it. They maybe skip one meal a day. You know, so the idea is to bring your flesh under control so that you can focus on the things of spirit and you can amplify your spiritual power and authority in the spiritual realm.
And chances are possibly that you may end up adjusting that fast because the Holy Spirit may lead you to do something a little bit different. And that is for each person to do. This isn't, a dictated, holy formula, 1, 2, 3 fast miracle. I mean, this is the whole idea of fasting is so that, as you say, Phil, that we get our flesh under control so that we can hear from God. And there are, I mean, it's incredible the miracles that happen when fasting occurs. Some are, very clear. Others, you have to have spiritual discernment to see the miracle as a result of the fasting. I know I'm getting in a little bit in the weeds here, but maybe you might address that just very quickly so people have a righteous expectation about fasting and miracles.
I think it's good for you to for a person to lay out 1, 2, or 3 things you'd like to see God do, and then you can focus your attention on that instead of just generally, God, I'm fasting for a miracle. I don't know what it is. So get specific and let it be something tangible, measurable. And focus that. And that's what we've done. I mean, our church was started that way. That's how we got our first building. We've got people that got jobs that have been healed of cancer. I mean, it's really just pretty, pretty cool. And I just really challenge people to jump into that boat and see what God can do. Give it 21 days.
Yes.
And let God work in your life. And plus, you're going to feel pretty good too. I mean,
You'll get cleansed out. Yep, absolutely. You'll detox.
It's not easy. We're not trying to make an easy street. But, and also people say, well, can I just fast technology or something like that? I said, well, honestly, the Hebrew word means shut your mouth. So the idea is that the idea is you don't eat, that you all, or you limit your eating in a certain way. Because it taking away, like social media from you, for example, that may hurt you. But that's not checking your flesh overall.
Exactly.
That's why abstaining from food is the key.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, you can go to the website, AmericanFaith.com. It's right there featured, or at Influence Church. Where do you go?
you know, you can go right to TammyHodgsonPeller.com.
Of course.
You can go to InfluenceChurch.org. So either one of those are great places.
Or BillMartinezShow.com. It's featured right there, in the middle of the front page of the website as well.
I think that's a great place.
Excellent. All right, good job. Okay, Pastor Jack Hayford. I first found out about him during the era of Promise Keepers. And what a blessing. And, you know, he is known for, I think he wrote over 400 songs, Phil. And, of course, the most magnificent and memorable that people relate with Jack is Majesty, which is just one of those anointed songs that had to come from the throne room of God, right?
Yeah, and I think unless you're in that circle, you really don't know all this guy's done and the legacy he has and the lives he's changed. I mean, he's really an amazing human being. You know, and, you know, when you see these great generals of the faith pass on, I mean, my first reaction is, man, who's taking that place?
Exactly. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, exactly.
You know, and so I think that we want to see God raise up people like that man. I mean, just a complete giant, right?
Mm-hmm.
In so many ways. And the kingdom needs it. And I know God's got plans and. I think Jack was, what was he, 88 years old?
88 years old. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, one of my favorite sayings from him, Phil, he says, we need to get rid of the notion that prominence is the definition of significance. Prominence happens to a few people. Significance is intended for every person. That is wisdom and insight right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, the kingdom impact... The great thing is he did impact a lot of people who are carrying on great legacies, maybe not on the grand scale that he did, but the impact on individuals is clear.
Without
a
doubt.
I had people say, man, did you hear Jack died? And then they begin to tell me all that he did in their life, and he was their pastor and stuff like that. So, you know, it's kind of in that vein of Billy Graham. I mean, it's kind of like...
Exactly.
You know, they're just some great heroes of the faith from that era that are now reaching, you know, heaven's shores.
Yeah, exactly. Our friend Pat Boone had a lot of great things to say about Pastor Jack. He was his pastor.
Man.
Yeah, it was really very, very touching. 279 vaccinated U.S. athletes have died from sudden cardiac arrest. I was wondering if there was going to be a count on this. This is a peer-reviewed study, right?
It is. And in fact, there's another one that we did earlier that's reported from The Lancet. And The Lancet, you know, is published out of England. It's probably, you know, one of the best medical journals in terms of just it's peer reviewed. And they go into great depth as well to talk about this is not normal. And this is a direct link to the vaccine. There's just no way around it. You know, the athlete is supposed to be the one who has the least number of heart attacks, not the most. And right now, if you take them as a group, it's not a if. It's they died from sudden cardiac arrest.
Exactly. Right? Well, you see, this was the big question with Damar Hamlin, and nobody wanted to ask that question, Phil.
Yeah.
You know?
We did.
I know, but boy, I'll tell you, because we're all conspiratists because we start seeing this information just saying, hey, I'm just asking here. Globally, by the way, that number exceeds 1,100 who have died, athletes who have died suddenly, and you can attribute, I mean, you can connect the vaccination with their death.
Okay, Peter McCullough, who's in this article, read it, estimates 25,000 people per million could potentially suffer from heart injuries if they've received two or three doses of a COVID vaccine.
Not surprised, are we? Really? I mean,
no, I'm not surprised. What we said from the very beginning, this is not safe. This has been rushed to market. This is a money-making scheme and a control issue. And sure enough, this is what we're finding.
Got to leave it there. Thank you, Phil. Take care.
Sponsored by Kelley Blue Book. Finding the right vehicle can be a daunting task for car shoppers, especially when there are hundreds of different models to choose from. Auto expert Brian Moody will unveil top new car models from a variety of categories, including the 2023 Best New Model winner.
I'll be revealing the best new model winner, the latest auto trends, and sharing how the industry is responding to consumers' need for choice, variety, and sustainability.
The Kelley Blue Book Best Buy Awards are the culmination of a year-long regimen of expert vehicle evaluation and testing. Whether your transportation needs include traditional gas-powered vehicles, hybrids, plug-in hybrids, or pure electrics, there's a wide range of vehicles available in today's market. As the trusted resource for helping car shoppers find the right vehicle at the right price for more than 95 years, Kelley Blue Book created the Best Buy Awards to aid new car shoppers in narrowing down their consideration list so they can purchase their next vehicle with confidence. For more information, visit KBB.com.
USA News Update. Gunmen armed with AK-47 rifles have abducted 32 people from a train station in Nigeria's South Edo State Monday morning. The attack in Africa's most populous country has the government reporting one of those kidnapped has already escaped. As democracy played out in Washington, D.C., California Representative Kevin McCarthy finally worked his way into the House Speaker role Friday night into Saturday morning.
With love for this country and charity for each other, let us now take our oath and be worthy of the office on which we are about to enter. God bless everybody in this chamber, and God bless America.
The House will begin debate Monday on the rules package. It includes a resolution establishing a House Select Committee on the weaponization of the federal government. A nurses' strike in New York State has been averted as the New York State Nurses Association settled its contract disputes with two major hospitals. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Joseph Vasquez is back with us, the assistant editor for Media Research Center's Free Speech America and MRC Business. Joseph, happy Monday to you. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Happy New Year, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, let's talk about this bombshell report by MRC, Free Speech America. You're revealing that the Soros funneled $131 million into media, right?
Oh, yes, and that was just between a four-year time span. The amount of reach that this guy has in influencing the narrative on a global scale is next to none. It is absolutely astonishing just how much influence George Soros, just as one individual, wields over the information flow in global politics. It was really an eye-opener for us.
Well, that kind of money goes a long way. I mean, when you are you've captured, in a sense, 253 journalists, an activist media group worldwide, that is a lot of leverage, isn't it? I mean, I remember back in the days when I first started in broadcasting, the FCC was very cautious about limiting how many stations and even newspapers that any one person could control. Now it's like we're in the wild frontier, and we've got somebody who is not interested in America's greatness whatsoever, but is more interested in the degradation of America, allowed to take advantage of our Constitution and do this to us. I mean, there's just something wrong about this whole picture, isn't it?
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. You hit the nail right on the head, Bill. And, you know, just to put it into context, you know, it's not even just so much as it's just Soros is just funding 250 media groups. These groups themselves are massively influential. One of them, one of the outlets that we covered is Project Syndicate, which dubs itself as the world's opinion page. And it works with world leaders, former heads of state, you know, that write op-eds for them that then get circulated across the world. I mean, for example, in 2021 alone, its commentaries were published 20,000 times on media all across the United States. It works with 508 media outlets, and it also is active in 156 different countries. Just to give you an example, Project Syndicate has come out with an op-ed by economist Jeffrey Frankel from Harvard, redefining the meaning of the word recession. Remember that whole debacle?
Right, exactly.
Or whatever it is? So right after this piece got published, and it was published, I think, 3 days before the White House comes out with its own propaganda using the same talking points that this op-ed did, redefining recession.
Yes.
They say, oh, it's not officially a recession until the National Bureau of Economic Research says that it is. Well, guess who the guy who wrote the op-ed for Project Syndicate works for? He's a research associate for the National Bureau of Economic Research, and he just so happens to have been connected to Soros because he's co-authored publications with him. So the narrative was already circulated out there. The White House took it hook, line, and sinker, used it as their own cover, and then the media ran it. But this is how powerful Soros-funded media is. And it's just to put a cap on it, Soros also funds the International Fact-Checking Network by the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, which is considered to be the gold standard of journalism. So if you're wondering why you're getting fact-checked on Facebook, on Instagram, even on TikTok, that money could be traced back to ideologues like Soros.
Exactly. And why the president or even Hakeem Jeffries is not getting fact-checked. I mean, the thing that he spoke the other day, I mean, it was laughable. It was laughable on one end because I'm going, you got to be kidding me. I mean, the very thing, it's like, look, if you were as great as that speech that you laid out, you'd still be in control of the House, right? Come on, give me a break. I mean, you're flat out lying to people. But that's what Hakeem Jeffries has been known to do from day one, whether he's leading the charge to have Donald Trump impeached. You see, but people forget the language and the words that Hakeem Jeffries used during that period of time. See, I look at it and say, okay, was the guy right or wrong in the statements he's made? If he's wrong, time and time again, after a while, he loses credibility, at least in my mind anyway. I mean, I'm not sold out on any one party that just says, okay, look at, he's got a D or he's got an R or whatever. No, look at, to me, a liar is a liar. Somebody who is deceived is deceived. It doesn't matter what party they belong to. But Hakeem Jeffries is a hack. I mean, for as smart a guy as this guy is and could be, I mean, he insults me and insults the rest of America by, or at least people who have some sort of discerning compass in their minds and their brains to realize that, wait a minute, you know, just think about it. If the Democratic Party was all that great, why would they lose the House?
Well, you could absolutely determine, you know, you could be sure that the Soros-funded fact-checkers aren't going to hold them accountable.
Of course not.
It makes sense. So, in other words, these fact-checkers try to make themselves out to be arbiters of truth. But guess what? If they're funded by Soros, yeah, you probably want to put a big question mark on that.
What?
But, you know, just to summarize all of it, how Soros sees himself in relation to the world. New York Times reporter Michael C. Kaufman wrote a book in 2002 called Soros, The Life and Times of a Messianic Billionaire. And he chronicles a quote from Soros that pretty much explains why he's so intent on trying to control the media narrative. Because if you're wondering why politicians get away with saying things like on the left that are completely egregious and complete and false-faced lies, this is Soros' influence captured in this quote. This is what he says. Quote, this is Soros. Yes, I do have a foreign policy, and now I have it more consciously. My goal is to become the constant of the world. End quote. And the way you do that is through the media, which is why Soros has been funding this behemoth for decades. And guess who benefits from that? Definitely not conservatives. It's leftists.
Exactly.
Whether it be in Congress, whether it be in the political sphere, you can trace that money back to Soros.
You see, and the reason that he has to keep spending more money is because the message sucks. It doesn't deliver, Joseph. And you see, he can fool enough of the people and compel enough of the people to go along because of the money, just like Dr. Fauci has done in the whole research health network. This is why we're getting all this lousy information about COVID and everything that has to do with our health. I mean, he controls billions of dollars of our taxpayer money, and he's really misappropriating our money to give us flawed and biased reports as opposed to something that needs to be down the middle, calling balls and strikes and all these issues. I mean, he's got these people coming in, kissing his ring. I mean,
I'll tell you, Dr. Fauci, the more I read about him, he's like a little Bonaparte, you know?
Well, yeah, well, it's funny that you mentioned Dr. Fauci. You know, a source-funded fact-checker, which came up in our tally, in February of 2020, before anyone even knew anything about the virus, this UK-based fact-checker called FullFact came out and immediately tried to cast shade on the accusation that the virus originated from a lab in Wuhan, China. Before anyone even knew anything about the virus, a source-funded fact-checker tried to get out in front of the narrative immediately.
Right.
Immediately. And this fact-checker just happens to be a signatory to the International Fact-Checking Network, which Soros also funds. So the narrative was already out there. And you mentioned something that was very important. Why does Soros need to spend all this money? Because he knows the narrative sucks to begin with. Well, CNBC just came out with a report that uncovered $140 million and previously unknown dark money funding to political causes in 2021. And he said that, and CNBC said that that funding alone brought Soros' entire political spending up from January 2020 to the present day to roughly $500 million invested in political causes since January of 2020. That's just around 2 years.
Yeah, right.
I mean, so it just emphasizes your point.
Yep. Well, you know, he made it clear what he wants to do, right? I mean, he wants to be the king of the media, the king of the influencers, and he's spending all this money. And, you know, people need to wise up and understand, as you said, Joseph, quite eloquently, is that you follow the money and you follow the sources. If you know it's coming from untrustworthy, and they are out there. But what blows me away, I mean, it's just like, you know, this current Rasmussen report giving a little kiss to Joe Biden and saying, and I think it was a Christmas gift, that his approval ratings are up. It's like, wait, what did he do in December to deserve ratings to be on the up? I mean, this guy is a hot mess disaster who is killing our economy at every turn. He finally found his way to the border, and I think the only reason he went to the border is because somebody said that they would have a box of churros and some vanilla ice cream down there for him.
Well, I can tell you this. The Soros-funded media is not going to give up protecting Biden and the left. This is what he does.
Yeah. Well, Biden is his standard bearer, isn't he?
their interests seem to be aligned on a lot of things, that's for sure. And you know what? When it comes to the media, they're going to defend him no matter what.
Well, again, another example of the elite capturing that's taken place all around the world. Joseph Vasquez, thank you. Appreciate it.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you. BillMartinezShow.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com, is with us. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'll tell you, quite the buzz after this recent episode of The Chosen came with a little warning opening to keep the kids away from the opening because it was a bit heavy right off the bat. But, once that was completed, to set the stage for what was going to happen, you just had the sense that this episode was going to take us to newer heights. I mean, the writing continues to just blow me away the way they've addressed these particular issues here.
So I am going to plead ignorance. We are in the process of getting caught up on this season, but tell me what happened and we can chat about it tomorrow.
Well, last night, which is a very dynamic, this is the woman with the issue of blood, right, that we know about. She's for 12 years, she's been dealing and gone to doctors. She's broke. Her family disowns her. She's on her own. And she gets to that point just to say, look at, her belief. It's like my last shot is I believe in the Messiah. I just believe that. And I don't even need to touch him because a woman touching, this woman is an outcast with the issue of blood. She's already been declared.
Right.
She's wearing the items that pronounce her declaration. This is one of the things that in our current culture we don't quite realize. I mean, you see people wearing odd things, maybe they wear their pants too low and that kind of, says something about their character or whatever. But in this particular case and those times, there was a garment or there was something outwardly, warning people not to get around this person because they were unclean and impure. And for 12 years, she was regarded this way. Could you imagine what this did to her psychologically and how she must have felt? I mean, for 12 years. I mean, we're talking, not talking 12 minutes or 12, for 12 years, disowned by her family. And she gets to this point that says, gosh, if I could, I can't touch him. I make him impure. But if I could just touch,
his cloak.
His cloak.
Yeah, his garment.
That's it. And she does. And immediately she's healed. And immediately Jesus knows that some power has left him. And of course, the way they show this is quite dramatic. I mean, he's on his way to the house of Jairus, who is one who's been, you know, who's helped with the synagogue. He has been a constructor there and a leader. And anyway, he wants Jesus to come and save his daughter who's dying, 12-year-old daughter. And it's so heartbreaking. I mean, you know, you sense and you can immediately empathize as a father, as if your daughter was dying and Jesus was your, you know, your last hope. Then, you know, here he is and he convinces Jesus, you know, to come and save his daughter. And as he's going to his house, the crowds amass and they're just, you know, crowding in on him. And he's having a hard time getting through. And this is when the woman with the issue of blood is able to connect with him. And so he immediately heals her and then goes on to heal the 12-year-old. And I'm telling you, I mean, I was in tears before, I got to tell you, in the one episode, was a couple episodes previously with little James.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. It was a precious moment. In fact, I tweeted this out as well. I think it was something that I had retweeted from, I can't remember her name, forgive me. Johnny Erickson Tata. And it's a precious moment. And I think it's relevant for all of us who are looking for a miracle. And here's little James who's disabled. And he's saying, wait a minute, Jesus, you know, you're asking me, I'm disabled. I'm not even healed. And you're asking me to go out and heal people. What kind of example am I, you know, to do that? And Jesus, in his tender way, you know, Jonathan Romey is just, oh my gosh, he's so perfectly cast.
He's amazing.
He's so perfectly cast for this. And he talks to little James and says, look, you know, do you want to be healed? He says, well, of course. I mean, you see, yeah, I want to be healed. Well, our Father knows, you know, first of all, I want you to know, you're going to be healed. And the way in which he says it, it's not necessarily the side of heaven, but you are eventually going to be healed. And for a short time in this world, you're going to deal with this. And you're dealing with this, you know, because God has a purpose for this.
Yep.
How are you going to be able to talk to people, you know, with your disability? Your testimony is so much more meaningful. And you're going to be able to speak to certain people because of the disability that, though you've not been healed physically right now, the faith that you have to still hang in there and believe that one day you are going to realize your healing, man, that speaks volumes, right?
And no, that scene just absolutely brought tears to my eyes and
right.
gave me goosebumps because we all have things.
That's us. Exactly. That's all of us. Exactly.
We all have things that we wish were different. And what Jesus says, and he even says, he sort of makes a pseudo offer. He says, do you want me to heal you? Because I can,
yeah.
But that's going to mean that perhaps you're not as effective at the mission that I have for you. And, it's a powerful scene.
I'll tell you, they address theological issues, Adam, that heretofore you don't hear very often because they're very difficult to address, you know,
yeah.
from the pulpit. I mean, you have to have a level of sophistication. I got to tell you, Dallas and the team, I mean, God's hand is upon them and is blessing them in such a way because they are addressing these powerful issues that people have had questions about, and they go to church and they may talk to the pastor, and the pastor, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to be critical of the pastors or anything like that.
Right.
Sometimes they're just ill-equipped. And, you know, and I believe that the chosen, I believe these types of dialogues is raising the ante. It's raising, so to speak, the game of these pastors to realize, wow, you know, where have I been? How come...
Yep.
You know, I couldn't answer those kind of questions. You know, here's a woman with an issue of blood for 12 years. How would I, if I have somebody coming into me and coming into my office and saying, look, you know, I keep praying to God. I keep crying out to God. I'm not getting well. I'm in limbo here with my illness. How do you address that?
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And I think that one of the things that The Chosen sort of puts an exclamation point on is it reminds us, and we know this, but we're seeing it in a Christian context, of the incredible power of story, right?
Right.
We can do things with story that didactic, we'll call it nonfiction for lack of a better word, can't accomplish or doesn't accomplish as effectively. And Jesus knew the power of story. I mean, it's kind of meta. You know, Jesus tells stories, and here we have a story about the storyteller. But it reminds us that when stories are well told, they have the ability to have a transformative influence in our life. And I think Hollywood actually understands that really well.
Right.
And a lot of times, Hollywood is wanting to create stories with transformative moments that the transformation isn't necessarily in a direction that we want to go. You know, it doesn't line up with the convictions and the beliefs that we hold as followers of Jesus. But it's so great to see people in the church who are telling stories that are on par with anything that Hollywood is offering these days. That's so encouraging.
I got to tell you, to me, in my humble opinion, it surpasses the stories that Hollywood has done.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, honestly, I see no clear comparison. I mean, it is absolutely distinct. The thing that was precious in the opening of the show, you know, you got to have a little husband-wife dynamic going on.
Right.
You know, Peter is struggling with Eden. And because Eden, I think, is she's having a hard time reconciling, you know, Peter's commitment to Jesus. And in the earlier episode, he got advice from, you know, one of the Roman magistrates, and somehow they're able to talk back and forth. And the magistrate had given him some, you know, some earthly wisdom, just said, look, tell her she's right. And, you know, that works for me. Well, of course, Peter tells her she's right. And Eden looks at him like, you're a knucklehead. You know, I mean, she doesn't buy into it. He's just saying you're right because he wants to get out of trouble and try to reconnect with her, right? And,
yeah, exactly.
And so she sees that it's hollow. And so they have a conversation afterwards. He goes, I told her, I took your advice. It doesn't work. I told her she was right. And he goes, well, were you sincere about it? He goes, well, I yeah, kind of. You know, So here it is.
Awesome.
I mean, so little marriage counseling there as well, just as a bonus. But it was interesting as Eden, you know, continues to deal with this idea that, you know, her husband and how she expected him to be is, you know, she's not necessarily the priority. That the ministry and his, you know, his service to Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is the priority, and that's a tough deal. It's almost like, again, you go back to the Mary Martha complex, right?
Right.
No, that's as to what's
exactly
most important. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think The Chosen continues to give us lots of places to connect with our own lives too. And again, that is the power of a well-told story.
Yeah, and what I hear often is you know, binging takes place. You know, people get several, you know, episodes behind and you binge. And sometimes, like Phil Hotzenpiller said, he likes to binge only because in that way he doesn't feel like, oh gosh, he's watching, he can't wait for the next one, right?
Right.
It leaves us wanting. Thank you. Appreciate it, Adam. Take care.
Adam, generate your own supply of off-grid electricity. This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.